Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Avion. How can I help you?
I had because of something with Spectrum Communications, I had an offer for a free iPad and keyboard, and all I had to do was take the survey and then give you folks my name and information and credit card information. And so I did that, but my credit card company, their fraud department, canceled it immediately and called me. And I told them that was something I was doing and that I was willing to let that go through. So I got a text message back from you folks saying that my information was invalid. Now, it is valid, and it's still there, and you can process it now.
Can I have your zip code?
49740.
Your first and last name?
Fred Simons.
All right, thank you. I see an account match your name. Could you verify your address?
455 Arbor Street, Harbor Springs, Michigan.
All right, thank you for that. So I see a purchase here for our tablet. It was for $7.95.
Yep.
So you may have to wait at least 1 to 2 business days for them to reprocess the order, since it did originally decline. So since you said that you already spoke with your bank, it does say here that at first your CVV didn't match, but now it says match. So just wait at least 1 to 2 business days and then give us the call back and see if they rebuild you for that charge.
Okay, there was a timer going on in the background of the on my screen here, and it said I have like 15 hours left to apply for this or to redeem it.
Yes, sir. So since your account was already created, you don't have to worry about the timer anymore. The charges did go through. You're just waiting bank approval, which you said they already processed. So just wait at least 1 to 2 business days.
And then just call back and...
Yes, ma'am. And see if, I mean, yes, sir, I'm sorry. And see if the order went through.
Oh, okay. All right. So
they should be rebilling you within 1 to 2 business days.
Okay. Now, when I filled all this out, they talked about all I would pay was $1. And now it's $7 and some odd cents. I'm not concerned about the money, but just the difference between the information that I was given. What happened there? How did that change?
Well, I do apologize about that, sir, but I don't actually know how they promote the items on the website. I'm only a customer service representative, so I don't work for the company directly. But it does say here that you were billed $7.95. That's the normal price that I've been seeing, because that's the price of shipping and handling, which is the $7.95.
Okay. Yeah, dollars didn't seem accurate to me either. You know, for shipping and handling, it's usually, I would be surprised it wasn't more than that, because the tablet should weigh, you know, and be packaged big enough that it would charge more. But, okay, I'll wait a couple of days and call back.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for your help.